It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios every week, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm super. Do you know today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day nationwide?
Well, I am so appreciative of law enforcement, especially in our community.
We have great law enforcement in our community, and our community is great to its law enforcement, so we appreciate that a lot.
You know, I think it has a lot to do with the community involvement. It's not just about, specifically the Sheriff's Department. I always see you guys out and about, different community events. The deputies are going out to the schools and having lunch with the kids. Like, this is a big deal.
That's the philosophy of the Sheriff's Office. That's one of the initiatives since I've been Sheriff that I've wanted to make a priority is community involvement with the Sheriff's Office. We don't feel that you can be a community leader without being involved with the community. And, you know, your law enforcement, they're community leaders. So we want to be as entwined with the community as we can. And we want the community to know that law enforcement officers are people too. You know, I mean, they're family driven just like everybody else. When they go home at the end of the day, they're just a regular person. So
right.
Part of the community.
Exactly. And you see them all over throughout the community outside of uniform, and you still have that very personable person that you expect to see in their uniform.
That's the beautiful thing about the area we live in. We still live in a small enough community that we can have that small town feel where everybody knows everybody. You know who your mayor is, you know who your law enforcement is, and you can interact with them in a personal way and ask questions that may not be their job, but they may be able to help you with.
Exactly.
You know, that's the goal. That's what we're trying to achieve there. So
well, Sheriff, we are super appreciative of law enforcement in our area. And I mean, it goes further than that. All EMS, any first responders, we have such a great tight-knit community that, like you said, we all know everyone. And they definitely uphold that reputation that they need to have in and outside of the uniform. So definitely, if you see anybody in law enforcement today, Shake their hand.
Give them a hug. Tell them thanks. You know, the cool thing about our community as well is you may see a law enforcement officer that works full-time law enforcement that also is a volunteer fireman or working. I don't think a lot of them work for EMS, but they could, you know. So, I mean, they wear many hats as well, and it's just neat. I think we live in a great place here.
We absolutely do. And that great place is finally experiencing a little bit of winter weather. Not much. But a little bit.
It's here, and I predict we're going to get more in the next weeks to come. So I just want to remind everybody of just a few little tips for driving in the snow. Make sure that you leave early, plenty of time to get to where you're going. And if you haven't and you didn't realize that it snowed at night, it's okay to be a few minutes late with a snow day.
Right.
You know, make sure you're leaving plenty of space between other vehicles and you because of the slick conditions. You won't be able to stop as soon. Make sure you're slowing down well before you get to intersections so you can be sure to stop at that stop sign. Slow down on the corners. Just be very cautious this time of year. Slower the better on icy roads.
Right. And, you know, you might not even think, like this morning, there was a little skiff of snow, not much. For the most part, the roads had no snow, but they were wet.
They were wet.
Well, it was below 32 degrees, so it's icy. You've got to be careful out there. So even if you look outside and say, it snowed, but it's all melted now, we're good. No, you're not. You still need to account for that.
Still account for that, and actually, that's the worst. I mean, it could, this time of year and the way this year's been, it could rain and then freeze, and that is the worst thing that can happen. It makes it just a skating rink out there. And the other thing that I want to remind everybody is if you're heading up the canyon and you're following a snowplow, just follow it. Don't pass it. If you pass the snowplow, that's a bad idea. You get in the slush, you hinder the snowplow. Just follow the snowplows.
Yeah, obviously they're going that direction for a reason.
Yep.
Because they need to clear the roads. You don't want to be on those roads until it has passed through. So stay behind it. Take your time. It's fine.
And our kids are standing at the school bus stops. I always like to remind everybody of that. They're still out on snowy days as well. And they're maybe even sitting in vehicles parked there that might not be able to get completely off of the road. So just keep an eye out for those sorts of things. The other thing I want to remind everybody, because it almost happened to me this morning, is when you jump out of your car on icy days, the ground's icy, you could take a dive. Be careful even walking on the sidewalks. It's
right.
Slippery out there.
Right. Especially, I mean, when you're going to businesses or even at your home, you might not think, I don't need a shovel yet. We're good. No, it's still going to be really slick. So be careful out there. Don't just jump out of your vehicle. Take your time. Definitely snow just kind of makes things go in slow motion.
Yeah, slow everything down. And you know, maybe you're a person that's left your Christmas lights up. It's okay to leave them up until the snow's off of your roof so you can get up there and get them safely.
Right. And as you are shoveling your sidewalks, your driveways, keep in mind and always remember, try to keep the snow away from those fire hydrants, the mailboxes, all of that, because if you do it now and you keep up on it, it's going to be better than when you wait till we have 20 feet and then you're done for.
I think they're calling for 1 to 3 inches out of this storm this week in our area. So if we do get that much snow, the snow plows will be out as well. So make sure you don't have vehicles out on the streets.
Right.
Move your vehicles in so the snow plows can plow.
Yep. Or they will tow them at your expense.
And they'll plow them in too.
Yes. And they will. And then you're not going to be able to move it at all.
Yep.
So definitely keep those vehicles off the street. Well, Sheriff, it's always a pleasure to have you come into the studios, chat with us a little bit. And thank you. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys as well.
Absolutely. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.